You know, I thought he did some good things in game. I thought we left something out there. But leaving things out there is generally a collective issue and not an individual one. And I think that can describe receiver production all the time. That's why I'm somewhat resistant to detailed discussions regarding George. You know, a lot of things got to happen for receivers to be impactful in play. Protection and so forth. And then sometimes it can just be a commitment to those that you compete against schematically to minimize their impact. And that's why others get paid as well. And that's why football is the ultimate team game. And so sometimes, you know, I remember competing against Rex Ryan years ago, man. He would put a punt return vice on a significant guy. He put two guys shoulder to shoulder. Well, the ball is going elsewhere when people make that level of commitment. And that's why others have got to be ready and capable. And that's why I look at it sometimes with resistance when asked specific questions about individual performance, particularly at the receiver position.
All right, so that was a long-winded defense of George Pickens today from Mike Tomlin. This is a Tomlin tidbit. It's usually Donnie's Tomlin tidbit, but he is still drunk in Las Vegas. We think he'll be back tomorrow, but who knows? Las Vegas can do a number on you. He might need another day to recuperate following his first trip ever to Vegas. You know, one thing Tomlin said there that I do agree with as far as like a Pickens defense is, that's why we need other guys who are capable. They don't have other guys that are capable right now. That's why they're linked to every available wide receiver at all times. They know it. We know it. You'd have to be an idiot to not think the Steelers need help at wide receiver. That is still a black hole on their roster. And one of the things I think you can rightfully criticize Omar Khan for failing to do, finding a running mate for George Pickens. The other stuff, though, I would just want to ask him if I were in that 30-minute press conference that sometimes veers into weird things like, Mike, tell us about the 1974 Steelers. I would just want to know, okay, but how about the plays at the end of the game with him? Like, can you explain to us why you're making a point to
throw him the ball instead of just ground and pound, run the clock, and get out of there 29-13?
Yeah.
Or maybe run for some first downs and then kick the field goal.
Right.
In fact, I watched the last 5 minutes of that game the next morning because I was leaving my parents' house, and I threw on Pony, you'll be happy to know this. I threw on the satellite feed, which is the Raiders feed, our buddy, Jason Horowitz. I wanted to hear him do the game because I know they carry the home feeds only for that game. He and his broadcast partner, I think Lincoln Kennedy, I was just going to say, I was paying attention, Chalooch, were incredulous at first that the Steelers put the ball in the air. They basically said, all right, well, we expect the Steelers to go heavy on the ground here and run some clock. And then they have that pass get thrown, and you could hear the surprise in both voices. They didn't see it coming. They just kind of thought, all right, well, Mike Tomlin's going to, you know, strangle the life out of the clock here, and that's going to be all for the Raiders.
And I'm fine with doing something like that to appease a wide receiver, especially one that's as temperamental as Pickens.
Yes.
But it didn't end up, thank you, Charlie, it didn't end up getting the Steelers anywhere because he didn't get the touchdown.
I could argue
or maybe
this.
Maybe just George look at it like, you know what, they do.
They did throw me the ball, I dropped it. I do think the second one, where the second play to him, after he catches the long one, yes, Wilson, or why do I keep saying it's Freudian slip, because I know he's going to start. Fields throws a better ball on the deeper pass, it's a touchdown. He leads him towards the sideline, that's six. Fine, though. George isn't going to complain about making a great catch, an admittedly great catch, for 31 yards. I think they might feel like, and maybe they're right to feel this way, that Pickens knows the second ball hits him in both hands. It's not like we didn't try, George.
And how about, is it one of those things where he looks at it like, at least, you know, it's the thought that counts?
I think so, because if he were to bitch and moan about, hey, I still didn't get mine, dude, you had a ball hit your hands in the end zone.
We gave you the chance.
I think Pickens, well, we always hear Kabbalah, he says this more than anyone, very sharp guy. If he wanted to communicate with the media in a much more high-level way, in a much more frequent way, he could. He just doesn't want to. I think if he is that guy that Kabali thinks he is, then he probably knows, hey, they threw me the ball. They tried to get me involved to ice this game. I didn't take advantage of it.
That was today's Tomlin tidbit. Thank you, Charlie. Here is Mike in Jefferson Hills. Hello, Mike. Hi, Mike. Mike, you there?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Hey, I just got two quick comments. Number one, why not go with the young gun play him out. I just turned it on, so I don't know what you guys were talking about earlier, but just let Justin Fields play. Dude's doing good. Offer Russell Wilson to the Dolphins. Dolphins need a quarterback.
They don't want him. They haven't expressed any interest, and Tua might be back in like 2 weeks.
Okay, well, still though, you got a guy that's 25 years old who's 4-2 as a quarterback. You just let him play it out, see what happens. And then what about going to the Rams and offering something for Cooper Kupp?
Yes, Malzi just brought that up, Mike.
Yeah, I didn't hear him.
But you've been
on
the
hold this whole time. How did you not hear?
What's that?
You've been on hold for like a half hour. How did you not hear us say anything?
All of these things happened in the last few minutes, Mike.
Honestly, I was scratching lottery tickets.
How'd you do?
Any big winners?
No, nothing good.
What's a typical Steelers Sunday like with Mike and Jefferson Hills? You get a few beers involved there, Mike?
No, I don't drink.
Congratulations on all your sobriety success.
And I don't drink. I hang out with all the buddies. They all, they get it done. And
Sherpak in that group of buddies down there in Jeff Hills?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I believe I have a new favorite phrase, though. It's he might not drink, but he kind of sounded like he was on the fun tobacco there. Play it out. Let him play it out.
That's a big personality on Mike and Jefferson Hills.
Hey, guys, you just got a 25-year-old in there. Let him.
All right, so while he was scratching lottery tickets, he was thinking to himself, it makes no sense to go to Russell Wilson, but that's what it seems like Tomlin is doing. Poor NFL Network.